Protecting ever-increasing amounts of mission-critical data is a growing concern for organizations of all sizes. No matter what segment you're in, whether it's healthcare or education, real estate, accounting, one thing is certain. Hard drive crashes, spilled drinks, fires, floods, earthquakes, and don't forget accidental file deletion. That can all and will happen. If you haven't been backing up your laptops, those desktops, the servers, even a minor incident will have major implications for your organization. My name is James Hilliard, your host for today's episode of Connection Point, and we're going to be talking today with Sean Finnegan, the Global Partner Manager at EMC Mosey. Sean has been with EMC Mosey for 10 years and in the high-tech industry for a good 15. He's here with me to discuss online backup services and how you can determine if online backup is a good fit for securing your organization's irreplaceable data. And Sean, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
No surprise, Sean, to you probably that on our Connection Point podcast, this idea of data protection, pretty popular topic. You get out there and talk to a lot of folks. Let's just start off here with one or two of the doozies maybe you've heard in terms of interesting stories from either prospects or customers over the years in terms of what led them to really reevaluate how they were securing their data.
I'll tell you, it does range from people losing just family photos and or music that they've been collecting for years on end to more serious things. We've had just over the last, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, a cancer research center employee was in Boston at a local eating establishment, had all his cancer research for the past 5 years on his MacBook Pro, went up to order some food, came back, the laptop is gone. He had been backing up his data, but he'd been backing it up to an external hard drive, and the external hard drive happened to be in the same bag that was lifted with the laptop. So you go from photos and music of family that you definitely don't want to lose to something that you've been working on for your career, which is cancer research, a pretty important topic, and it turns into a bad story very quickly.
It does, and that we hear all off too often of people having that external storage device again in the same bag, or when that flood happens and it just takes out all the things in the same office, the fire sprinklers go off, what have you. So again, we could probably spend an hour talking about interesting stories both you and I have heard, but let's do this. I want to frame the discussion here because what we are looking at is a doing a different way of backing things up, and we're going to look at online backup services. And let's maybe do the tail of the tape here and how online backup really differs from traditional backup.
It really comes down to ease of backing up. When it seems that people have an external hard drive or a manual process of having to back up their data, it's a great idea, and it's something that they say they're going to do, like flossing their teeth each night. But sometimes you go weeks go by and you forget to do it. With online backup, it's more of a set it and forget it type of solution, where you know you have all this data that's changing on a daily basis on your personal machines or on your work machines, and you want something that is just going to protect it, whether you're thinking about protecting it or not. And that's the main difference with online backup.
And Sean, with traditional backup, people constantly have to be thinking about, do I need more power? Is my cooling sufficient? Those are things that really get to go away, right, if people choose an online backup service?
That's exactly right. When customers are taking a look at solutions that they want to be able to roll out, online backup for laptops, desktops, is something that they really struggle with. Do we really want to put the equipment into our own data center? Do we want to add this to a data center that's already overcrowded? Do we want to be able to have to pay for the power and cooling of that equipment? The bandwidth, which will be big for online backup coming into our data center, that's at a premium. Do we want to be using that for online backup? With Mosey Pro, all that goes away. You're able to buy a solution that you don't have to worry about all those other costs, those other hard costs that you don't think about when you're making an evaluation on what solution to put in. With Mosey Pro, it's online backup where it is the client is talking directly out to the internet. They could be off the corporate network completely, fully encrypted, fully secure to be able to back up all that data to Mosey, and we take care of all that power, cooling, bandwidth costs on the back end.
And we'll talk more about security in a little bit. Sean Finnegan joining us from EMC. And what about the affordability? We want to make it simple. Is it affordable? And maybe I'll ask it in the way of, is it affordable for the small, medium-sized business as well as the larger enterprises? Does it scale as organizations grow and move from that SMB into more of a medium business or even medium to enterprise?
It's probably one of the best points about online backup and the Mozy Pro solution for businesses is that any size company can get into it at an affordable rate and be able to have it grow as their company grows or as their data grows. So it's not something that you have to invest big dollars up front to even start using the solution. It's sized based upon how large your environment is, based on a number of users or a number of machines that you want to back up and how much storage you have backed up. So we have small companies with two or three people who are running that small business, you know, from, you know, that the same person that's the IT director is also the CEO of that company, all the way up to companies like GE who have over 50,000 people within their organization backing up to Mozy.
Guilty on the small business side over here. Let's talk about a little more detail here. You brought up Mozy Pro. Let's talk some details. What are people going to see in terms of this online backup offering? What's it going to do for them?
Most people might know of Mozy just with Mozy Home, our consumer product, which is, you know, you go to the website mozy.com and you want to back up all your personal data on your personal computer and you pay $5 a month to be able to back it up. Mozy Pro is our business version of our solution, and there's a major difference between the two solutions. The clients that sit on the machine look almost exactly the same, but what a company gets is an online admin console, and that online admin console allows the IT director to be able to manage the backups and what's going on with his environment. So, for example, if he has 100 laptops that he has in his environment that he wants to make sure are, number one, backing up on a consistent basis, he can see that from the admin console. If he wants to control, you know, what's being backed up, he wants to make sure that all the Office files, like your Word docs and PowerPoints and spreadsheets are being backed up, your PST files are being backed up, but we don't want to be backing up their personal music file, he can make those controls, those changes, right from the admin console on the fly. And then, more importantly, as those backups are happening, he can actually see who's backing up, who's not backing up. And if anyone loses data on their primary machine, the end user could actually go into the client and retrieve the data themselves, or the IT administrator can actually go in and do the retrieval for the end user and get them back to being productive employees right away.
Which is something we want. Let's talk about, since this is for business, mixed environments. We have Windows, we have Macs. Does it work for both?
It sure does. We have a lot of, and that has been one of the key points recently, because a lot of companies have been allowing, slowly but surely, Macs into the environment. So now, where it was only a Windows environment in the past, and they did that for a number of reasons, they're now allowing Macs into the environment, and that's been causing an issue with having to back them up, because they don't want to have to manage two different applications or two different backup systems. So with Mozy Pro, they have one solution, and they can have any type of machine out there running any version of Windows and any version of Mac that's up to date today. We also have the ability to back up Windows servers as well. So if they have small servers that are in their environment that are just doing file sharing or are running Exchange or SQL, we can back those up as well.
I talked to a lot of IT folks. One thing that I've heard over the years is when an IT guy knows that a consumer-type product now has kind of a pro version, and again, you mentioned Mozy's out there for us individuals to back up our machines at home, $5 a month. Mozy Pro, someone might say, well, is that just a glorified consumer version? What about security? Is it really business class? Let's take the security idea. Is it business class?
It sure is, and we go through security audits on a quarterly basis. We make sure that when this solution is deployed, no data ever leaves any of the end users' machines unencrypted. It's encrypted by the application sitting on the machine. It stays encrypted. It's actually doubly encrypted with SSL over the network. It remains encrypted inside the Mozy data centers, and the only way that that data can be unencrypted is when it is retrieved back either by the IT administrator to their main headquarters or to the machine itself that did the encryption, and is decrypted by a private encryption key that's only held onto by the customer. So MOSI doesn't even hold on to these encryption keys ourselves, so that if even if we were asked by a government agency to say send us all the data of XYZ company, we'd be able to send something, but it would be encrypted data only, and the only people with the key is the customer themselves.
All right, so it sounds military grade, and that's what I know some folks look for in terms of especially backing up data and things like that. So Sean, let's take a quick moment here, talk costs. What's kind of the pricing model for most businesses?
So we take all of the data and we take all the number of machines that they do, and we bundle it into a one-year agreement that allows the company to easily procure the solution and not have to worry about a varying utilization type of payment structure. They can get a good understanding of what they have in their environment today, make a purchase for the solution and get it implemented and not have to, and be able to grow that environment as they need going forward in case they need more licenses or more storage based upon how their needs change in the future.
Brings us back to the earlier comments about the scalability. We've talked about the ease of use there, affordability, touching some of the security. If folks want more information, we'll give that at the end of the podcast here, how they can reach out and get some more. But I think we hit on some of the key points and key features here. Before I let you go, what I want to do is see if we can give our listeners a bit of an idea. Maybe it's a checklist here of one. What are maybe two or three of the questions that we should be asking when we're evaluating online backup services? And two, again, one or two of the main things we should be doing in developing our backup strategy.
Sure. I mean, the first thing is understanding the environment they have out there and how important the data is that's sitting on those edge devices. And the biggest question is if one of my users, no matter who it is, they lose their laptop or their laptop crashes, blue screens, they just lose any part of their data, you know, how much time is it going to take that person to become 100% productive again? And what, as the IT staff, can we do to make sure that they get up to speed as quickly as possible? And with a MOSI solution, they're able to easily allow the user to not only just do restores on their own behalf, but be able to, if they lose their laptop or it crashes, be able to get a new machine for them right away, get all their data back in the right space where it was before, and get them back up and running right away, and not having to worry about, you know, what am I going to do, how much data am I going to have to recreate because I've just lost it.
I can only assume our friend in Boston with a MacBook wishes he had had some type of backup like that to save his 5 years of work.
I agree. I think we're talking to that organization as we speak to make sure that they get a solution in place so that something like this doesn't happen again.
I bet. All right. Hey, Sean, really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to our listeners as well. If you want to learn more about the MOSI online backup service that's available from the PC Connection family of companies, contact your account manager. Learn more at govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019. If you want to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. This concludes this installment of Connection Point.